We are New Song, a Foursquare church in beautiful Colorado Springs. We love Jesus. We love each other. We are family. If you have any questions or prayer requests, you can always visit us simply by going to newsongcs.com. Thanks for joining us as Pastor Stephen Hibden shares an encouraging word of God's love.
I got a notification on my phone during that song, and I don't know what it is, why I feel like I had to see what it was. I thought maybe it's Cynthia texting that Jaden's in. Yeah, I don't know. But you're right there. So it was a notification about basketball. It was the Sweet 16 saying, guess what? There's a breaking news, right? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me something. Yes, he can speak this way, and he does speak this way, and he's always speaking. You know what? I think the Holy Spirit loves especially to speak on Sundays, because I just always just feel him. I just know, I just sense him all on Sundays more than other days. This is his house, and I think he just is blessed that we're here. And I have a notification for somebody today, and it's probably for everyone just a bit, that I just want you to just remember that God is at work in your life. Oh, don't be so simple with me, but God is at work in your life. And I even know how he's at work. I even know how he's going to work even more in your life, and that's through thankfulness. I sense that God would just want you to know that thankfulness is your weapon against the enemy's whispers. Thankfulness is your weapon against the enemy's whispers. I know as a church, one of our values is that we are gracious. Gracious is a way of saying we are thankful, because grace, I've heard this before, mercy is what? When you don't get what you do deserve. Feel free to have a seat just for a minute. Let the Holy Spirit minister to your heart. Don't sit down and think you're done with worship. Like, this is what I do. Like, just like when you're talking and you go like this, well, time, it changes something, right? But when you sit, that's usually like, oh, okay, moving on to the next thing. This is just the beginning of what God wants to minister to you in worship today. God wants to speak to you, but listen. Mercy is when you get what you don't, or when you don't get what you do deserve. How many of us agree that you deserve some punishment or something that you should be like being disciplined or something, right? We all feel like we deserve a lot worse than we get, but God seems to give us mercy, right? Here's the next step on top of that that should bless you. And if it doesn't bless you, maybe you just aren't it needs to bless you. Okay, I don't want to offend anyone. Grace is when you get what you don't deserve. Grace is when you get what you don't deserve. It is a gift on top of the mercy that you already have. And all of us have needs today. How many would agree? You have a need. Raise your hand if you'd say, yes, I acknowledge I have a need. It might be a need of healing. It might be a financial need. It might be a relational need. We all have needs. But when we realize how thankful, when we become thankful, our needs get smaller. And when we start to reach out to others, they even get smaller than that. And that's where the word gracious comes from, the word grace. And God would want to say to you today, be gracious as I have given you grace. Grace like rain falls down on you. I don't know if that's a Bible verse or just the worship song, but it's truth. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound, but for some reason, the sound doesn't sound so sweet to us because we take it for granted so many times. I just want you to bow your heads. Get ready. Get ready for what God wants to do in you today. I'm not talking about emotionalism. I'm not talking about hype. I'm not talking about empty something from God. It's full. God wants to give you an anchor. God wants to tell you today, I have something. I have a gift for you. Do not forget his benefits. Just maybe lift your hands to the Lord and say, Jesus, we're just so thankful today. We're just so thankful. Go ahead and tell him how thankful you are. You don't have to say it out loud, but say it under your breath. But let him know, God, we are a gracious people. We extend grace to others, and we are thankful today for what you've done in our lives. We are thankful for what you're doing. I'm thankful that I know that I don't see the end yet. I don't see the end of this healing. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm still thankful because I know that you are at work. Help me out. Help me out. Go ahead and thank the Lord. Help somebody else out here today. If you are overwhelmingly thankful, go and speak it out. Help others in this room. We need to do it together. God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you worship. We give you adoration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want us to sing that. If you have a need in your family, if you have a need in relations, we believe that our God is a healing God. We believe he is the great physician. We have lots of doctors at Memorial. We got lots of doctors at Central, at Penrose. We got lots of doctors in our town. But we believe our God is the great physician. And he can fix anything. Do you agree with me today? God can fix anything. And the Bible says where two or three agree upon anything, it will be done. You say, well, wait. Sometimes I don't see that true. The Bible says it. God says it. I believe it. That settles it. Amen? My dad said that a lot. I haven't ever said that before. But it's true. I don't understand why certain things happen. If you do and you write a book and you make billions, you can explain it to us, but no one seems to. God's ways are higher. I do know that God doesn't make bad things happen, but I know that bad things happen. I don't get it. Do you? But I do know my God is a good God. He's not a bad God. I know that my God gives good gifts to those who ask him. I know that I give gifts to my kids. How much better would my Heavenly Father give to me? God has gifts for you today. Don't leave without them. Don't leave. This is not the segue to the next part. This is the next part. Don't wait for something else. God is going to bring some gifts your way. We're going to sing a song, and then I'm going to open it up for prayer. We have some prayer partners. Everyone can pray for someone, but I designated some people to pray today. They're going to be standing around. I'll give you that instruction in a little bit. But prepare your hearts for God to give you something today, give you some kind of gift of his grace. Amen, sister. The scripture's in my heart. And it says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I didn't repeat. It says it again. Everybody say that to you. Say that. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul. It's telling our souls to bless him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits to you. I'm here to remind you today, my brothers and my sisters and my uncles and my aunts, for he's got benefits for you. There are benefits for us, and they don't come because you earn them or because you deserve them. They come because of grace. They come because God is gracious to us. Amen? I don't deserve anything from God, but God decides that he's going to give me gifts. And he says, he forgives my sins. He heals my diseases. He redeems my life. It says yours, but I'm making it personal to me. He redeems me from destruction. Thank you. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Thank you for the tender mercies this morning. Some of you need some mercies today because of what happened yesterday. Is that somebody in the room today? Amen. Who satisfies my mouth with good things and renews that so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. thank the Lord. The Lord gives righteousness, justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger. He has not dealt with us according to our sins like we deserve. For as heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards us. We're going to take some time right now, and I ask you to participate. You can do one of four things right now. You can sit and be still in God's presence. That's biblical. You can do that right now. You can't daydream. Well, you can daydream. It's a free country. But if you're here, you came to church, you got out of bed, you might as well take advantage of God's presence in the room. Amen. So you sit and be still in God's presence. You worship with our worship team. They're here not to do a performance for us, but they're here to lead us into worship. Because if I was just sitting in the room by without anyone up there, I probably wouldn't worship. I need help. So you can do that. You can pray with another person or encourage another person, or you can receive prayer today. How many? We raised our hand earlier that almost everyone in here has a need in your body. There's nothing special. Well, there is something special that these people are children of God, just as we are. But there's nothing special about that I designated some prayer leaders today. Raise your hand if you're a prayer leader. Look around the room. Nothing special about these people except that God has graced their life with grace too. And the Bible says, call on the elders of the church to pray for you and you will recover. The Bible also says that agree two or three in my name and it'll be done. The Bible also says bear one another's burdens.
Thank you that our sister is your daughter. We call upon the great physician, Jesus Christ. Our confidence is not in the arm of flesh. Our confidence is not in the physician but our confidence is in the Most High God. Lord, we pray that you will bring healing to our sister. Lord, we curse that cancer from the very root, Lord Jesus. We command it to die in Jesus' name. We speak life into her body. We appeal to the great physician, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will bring comfort. Comfort to a heart and a mind. Comfort to a troubled heart and a spirit. We appeal to the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory in advance because we know that you have healed her, Lord Jesus. We claim upon your scripture, for by your stripes we are healed in Jesus' name. In the precious name of Jesus. Everything must yield to the name of Jesus. Even you, cancer, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Glory amen. 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 Feel free to get prayed for. There's some people open. If you need something today, I promise you God wants to grant it. God wants to give us gifts. So we're going to take a little bit more time and continue to worship Jesus. Sing, come, Lord Jesus. Let's sing it together. Come, Lord Jesus. If you're just worshiping, reach out to Jesus. Ask him to do something in your heart that he hasn't done before. We want something new from you every day. Come, Lord Jesus. But I'm not sorry because I really feel if I'm the coach of our team, not the perfect one of the team. Coaches aren't perfect, but if I'm the coach, I must lead us. And I sensed a strong feeling that we need to give him thanks. We need to give him praise. And it's not something, a token. Let's put this in the order of service. Let's take a moment to praise him. But it should be who we are. Should be who we are. And I'm intentional about taking the time. I have many things I'd like to do today. I have an order of service. I like to get through the order of service. And I'm intentional right now. God, you deserve all of my praise. You deserve all of my thanks. Let us be a thankful people. Let us be a thankful people. We thank you for your graciousness towards us. Lord, I pray that you would release us, release someone from the feeling or the attitude or the spirit of, oh, woe is me. I'm so poor me. I got this going on. Oh, I wish that God wasn't so mad at me. I wish that things would be different. I wish I didn't get dealt a bad hand. I'm so unlucky. New St. Patrick's Day is not for me because I'm, you know, I release that over someone today. I release blessing on their life. Lord, I release freedom on their life. I release a lightness on their life. I release a release of their burden off of their shoulders. As the word says, as you, Jesus, personally said, cast your cares on me. I care for you. Cast them on me. I will take them. I can handle them. You took them at the cross and you done away with them. And we can have freedom today. Lord, I release someone of that bondage of depression, that bondage of fear, that bondage of not enough, that bondage of, I wish I could have a little bit of that, that bondage of, oh, when is it going to happen for me? When am I going to be blessed? God wants us to be blessed. God wants us to sense his love. Yes, we are in an imperfect world, but we are called to be overcomers. We are to speak that we are overcomers. Lord, we want to be overcomers. We don't want to be the tail. We want to be the head. Lord, I thank you for your blessing in my life. I don't speak it as just a faith word, but yes, we need a little bit of faith. Lord, I pray that you would give someone faith today. Faith to move mountains. We see the mountains every day, and you said to your friends that were halfway, should be in a hospital for the problems that they have, but you said, if you could just have a little faith, you could cast that mountain into the sea. It would be done if you ask it in my name. God, plant a seed in us today. Plant even a little seed. You take what we have and work with it. We give you praise. We give you praise.
And God honored me being obedient to pray, even when I didn't believe that I knew he could, but I didn't know if he would. So if you don't believe God can for you, he can.
If we don't cry out and praise him, the rocks will praise him. I don't want to let rocks praise him like I want to praise him. With every praise, I want to give him all my heart and all my thanks. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. Would you stand with me? Would you stand and just say, we're going to praise the Lord.
And
just
we
for
praise
a minute. Lord, we love
and we
you.
We worship him.
We praise you.
And you praise God for what he's already done. And if you, that's all you did, you're doing a lot. You're praising him for what he already has done. But when we worship him, we're worshiping in spite of what the doctor said, in spite of what the test said, in spite of what the x-ray says, in spite of what is going on and what we actually see. When we worship him, we say, God, you are greater, and you are who you are. You are mighty. You're able to act. You're able to do. We need to not just praise him and have thanksgiving for what's already happened. We need to thank him worshipfully for what he's going to do.
To remind everybody, but as well as to publicly thank Pastor and Pastor Cynthia as well, and some of the powerhouse leaders we have in this church for stepping up and allowing those of us that are young, myself, Seth, some of the other folks that are stepping up into ministry, but you guys just pulling us under your wing and guiding us in the right direction. I don't know about if everybody knows, but we started a basketball ministry, youth ministry, probably about a month ago. And Pastor, you and your wife have just stepped up to the plate and been completely supportive of everything. Really, truly appreciate that. And we've watched that group grow from, you know, 7 kids to we had 25 plus on Thursday. Yeah. And None of that could have been done without you. You know, you guys both jumped in. You've opened up your house. Hey, we'll take care of the pizza and the drinks and whatnot. And we just really watched those kids, you know, really participate in the devotion and really step out and let God work in their lives. And things will be done. You know, we'll grow from there. But really, just truly appreciate guys like Mr. Bill, Bob, my father, you know, those guys like you, the mentors that we have, you guys are what is making things great here. So thank you. Oh,
we're going to pray for give it. Yeah. Awesome. We're going to pray for Jay. Yes, he's been leading kind of an organic ministry in our in my neighborhood of some kids. And my son gets hundreds of texts every day. He's 25 kids. They're texting. I'm saying, is Jay coming today? We want to come out and play basketball. And they play, and he sits them down, and he preaches to them. And not preaches to them. He talks with them. They raise their hand. They ask. It blows my mind, truly. I've been in youth ministry my whole life, and I've not seen any gifting like yours. I've not seen it. You're gifted with them. I'm blown away. And they raised their hand and asked questions. And I'm like, don't they want to play basketball? In fact, I stepped away. I'm like, oh, no, he's going to do this right now. Let's just not. They want to play. And they sat down, and you pray with them. And their parents are being ministered to. I've had three parents come to me and say, what's going on in our neighborhood? They're kind of like, what's going on in our neighborhood? Because I don't want to. And I said, it's not a church thing. It's just that he loves Jesus. He wants them to know about Jesus. And all three of them said they're coming. They said, well, we're looking for a home because our kids feel like they found a home here with you guys. And so let's pray anointing on my brother. Lord, we just thank you for my brother Jay. I thank you for his humility in advance. Lord, I know that if pride could get in, that's what it'll do. That's where it'll hit him. And so, Lord, I thank you for humility. Lord, I thank you for healing on his back. Lord, I thank you for healing on all the areas of his life he needs healing. I pray deliverance in Jesus' name from all those things, and I pray for anointing upon them. Lord, I pray that you replace that with anointing. You replace that with your Holy Spirit in a stronger way than he's ever sensed before, that he would have a faith of a giant in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're going to do there. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
We were sitting on the plane, and a young lady got on the plane and sat next to us, and she had a flag. Folded, a military flag. You recognize it right away. So, and then she had also, what are those jackets called? Just a military jacket. And I said, are you in the military? And she said, no, her husband was a Marine, and he had just been killed. And she was taking his body back to Denver, where his parents lived, in Parker. So anyway, we started talking to her, you know, telling her how thankful we were for her husband. And he didn't actually die. He was killed in a motorcycle accident, but he was in the Marine Corps. So anyway, when we talked to her on the way to Denver, and before we got there, she said, well, you know, the service is going to be in Parker, and his parents are really, really suffering. And we had shared with her that we had lost a son. She said she had never lost anyone before. And so we told her that we had lost a son and the agony that we had gone through. And she said, would you come to the service and meet her in-laws? And so we said, well, sure we will. So the next morning we went up to the service. And I'm sorry that Pastor Chappie didn't do the service. anyone has been to a funeral service with Pastor Chappie, he doesn't let anybody leave until they know that there is a better way. And are you going to be on the train? You know, but there wasn't that kind of a message. We kind of left empty. We did meet the parents, and we gave them our card and told them that we would be available to them if they needed us. But the thing I want to say, though, is it doesn't end there. Now, I've tried to get a hold of Christina. She gave us her number. I haven't been able to reach her, but I pray for her continually. Amen. And, you know, we did what we knew that God wanted us to do. And we don't know what's going to happen down the road. I believe that she will know the Lord. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Grace and mercy. Mm-hmm. I heard Chuck Swindoll say one time, woo, mercy. Wow, grace.
Amen. Amen. I was going to just say that just next. That was the next thing I was going to say. Can you scratch that off my list? What they did was they took someone two steps closer to Jesus. I bet it was more than two steps. That's what we're to do. We're supposed to call people home. We're supposed to find ways to get them home. That literally was, they asked them, you have to be pretty gracious in your heart, pretty in the right spot in your spirit for someone to want to invite you to their funeral. Like, that's pretty serious. That's pretty personal. That's calling, they let you into their home. And I think that's the way Jesus would have been if he was on an airplane. He would have been at that funeral. And we don't know, like, we get discouraged. Like, you're like, well, she hasn't called me back, but maybe that's all you're to do. There's someone else that better do their job too, and they'll get them the next steps after that. In your devotion time, let God put someone on your heart. And if you're like, oh man, I don't have any extended family. And we're not talking about your real family. We're talking about outside your family that could possibly be God's family. Maybe you don't have anyone. You're isolated yourself from the world. That's a problem, right? But we do at times, right? And I don't go to the park. Next to my house is right across the street from my house. I have to go there because my son loves it. I don't go to the park one time where I don't talk to someone because I expect that that's why that person's there. And very rarely do I invite them to church. But it often comes up just without me doing anything. So, you know, be open to that. We're going to receive the offering in a little bit. That's part of this. But the more reason I want you to share is something about home, about what you've in your ministry. She is a pastor to a prison. I'm a pastor to a prison here of people. But yours is a different kind of prison. So,
yeah, it's a real prison. Women's prison. Today, Pastor Stephen told me about welcoming home and God bringing people home to him. And so could I tell a story about that from La Vista? And so immediately my first and favorite story came about, which has to do with my friend Terry, who's here today. She was in prison at La Vista, and this actually was a few years ago. And there was a situation going on at the prison that a lot of you know about. Was somewhat like a sci-fi movie. It was a conspiracy, and there was jealousy and anger, and you know how women are, and then men get involved, and oh my gosh. It was horrible, and it was one of the most terrible times of my life. And the only reason I didn't just leave was because God didn't say I could leave. And because I grew to love a lot of those girls, and probably especially one being Terry. And she tells a story, but this is my version. So I had gone through that horrible time and knew that I needed some time out of there in a way for God to heal me up when it finally kind of closed off and I didn't die or anything. And so I was going to the Pummels because Sharon Pummel's nuts and she'll make you laugh. But I was afraid to go because there wasn't anyone at that prison that I could trust with these girls that I love. And I'm like, well, I can't leave them. And the Lord said to me, Shelley, if they have you, they don't need me. I was like, ow. But I knew that was him, and I knew that's what he was speaking. Well, at the time, Terry was coming to see me every time I was there, and we were getting so close. And she has her own story about religion in her life, and it didn't really have to do with relationship with the Lord at all. And she said, you can't leave me, you can't leave me. I'm like, I gotta go.
And I'll be back, though. I'll be back. And she said, well, will you baptize me before you go? I'm like, sure. So we planned this little deal in my little office, and she came, and I got to sprinkle her, and we were both just bawling, and I left, and it was about a month. I came back, and they see me drive in the parking lot. Before I get out of my car, they knew I was back, and she ran out into that yard, said, Chaplain, I missed you. I missed you so bad. She said, but you needed to go because I met the Lord while you were gone, and I need him. She went home to the Lord. So, you know the prodigal son? If you guys don't know the prodigal son story, go read it. Because it's the father, it's the picture of the father, and this naughty, naughty boy comes home, and the dad's been waiting for him. And the dad didn't do mercy even. He just did grace. He kind of just forgot mercy and skipped over the whole thing and said, you know what, son, I love you. I love you. And we're going to kill the calf, and we're going to have a party, and I'm going to make you this coat that's beautiful, and it's the royal robe and all of that. And so I have my own little version of that today with my friend Terry. If you could come up here, please. That's my daughter. She came home, and the father ran out, and he grabbed her daughter, and she kissed her. And she said, I'm so glad you're home. I'm so glad you're home. And you know what? I know that you're doing so good, and I am so proud of you. And I know you're going to walk up the incline today. And I know you go to the gym, and you come out of there, and you're just sweating. And you went in there, and it was 70 degrees, and you came out, and it was 30 degrees. And so if you could hold this a minute. I have something for you, and it's kind of a coat of many colors, and I don't want you to catch your death of pneumonia when you come out of there sweating. So when you wear it, I want you to feel warm and loved, and know that I am so, so, so proud of you. And so leading into offering, I want you all to know that your dollars that go to Undone Ministry pay for me to live some of my life in that prison. I can afford to do it because you guys give. And this is the kind of stories that happen.
Man, awesome. That's good. That was good.
Steve and I moved here under the Lord's direction about 2.5 years ago from Wisconsin. And so we moved here. We didn't know anybody here or anything like that. So we've been around to a lot of different churches, searching and searching, trying to find one that we felt like we belonged, never finding one. Until the last church that we were at, it ended up we talked to the pastor, and the pastor himself and a lady in the congregation actually suggested that we come to New Song, that we might like it here. Because this other church was not a good fit for us, but we went there for maybe a couple months just because of the fellowship, because we don't have connections with our families anymore. And so our church family is the only family that we have. So it's just really important to us. So anyway, so we came to New Song, and as soon as we saw Pastor Steve and Cynthia, we fell in love with them, and all of you were so friendly, and people welcomed us when we came in, and we're like, this is it. Even the first time, we're like, wow, we hate to even say this, but we think that we really belong here, and this is home. Yeah. And I have something to add to that, too. Yes. Like, come over here. So, so this guy here, I don't know if do you all realize what a treasure you have here? And Pastor Steve, I mean, it... The first time we were here, even, I saw, like, he has an anointing, like, a really strong anointing. And then when I learned that he came in September of last year, that was the beginning of the year of Jubilee. The year of Jubilee comes every 50 years. This is the only one most of us will ever see. He started the beginning of the year of Jubilee. What is the year of Jubilee about? Freedom. to set the captives free. He is an anointing to set us free from what's binding us. So if you're of the mindset that you just want to stay the way you are and not be changed, this is probably not the church for you, because it's going to happen. We're going to be transformed. So I say welcome home, Pastor Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a good way to end the service. Okay.
No. I can't add it.
All right. Would you stand? Hebrews 4:14, it says this: seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are. There is nothing that God doesn't understand. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, this is your challenge this week, come boldly every day, I added to this, come boldly every day, not thinking that you're a loser, a moron, and whatever you want to call yourself, a failure, but you are a success, you are an overcomer, you are a man or woman of blessing, you are a man or woman of faith, you are a man or woman of full of grace and mercy, that let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find plenty of grace to help in time of need this week. Amen. Would you lift your hands as we sing this, as we close today?
Lord,
here I am
blessing,
to
I
worship.
Blessing
upon each one of us. We are so thankful for what you've done in our hearts and our lives. But Lord, I pray blessing upon us. I pray that we would walk in blessing. I pray that we would walk in victory. Lord, I pray that the best days of our lives are yet to come. I pray that the most fruitful times in our ministries, in our neighborhoods, in our families are yet to come. Lord, I pray that you bring these kids back home to you. Lord, I pray that you bring our neighbors back home to you. Lord, I pray that we would be a home to the homeless. Lord, I pray that we would be a light to the darkness. Lord, I pray that we would be the strength to the weak in this world and show them that you have everything that they need, because you are the name above every other name. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Amen. If you are visiting with us, make sure to bring that yellow card back and get a gift. Make sure to sign up for our women's tea. It's not very far away and the tables are going to fill up. So sign up today, please. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good day. See you at CC's today over there on Platt Avenue. It's in your bulletin.